This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to Living Together, the Wealth of Generations, with Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. In the 1800s, adult kids, parents, maybe grandparents, living under one roof was the norm. Century later, multi-generational living was the exception. In more recent decades, without much attention, more people have realized that multiple generations living together can be financially smart and emotionally rewarding. Here's Chris.
From the 1950s into the 1980s, America evolved into an age-segregated society. Mark Friedman is the founder of CoGenerate, an enterprise that bridges the divides between generations.
We went from being one of the most age-integrated societies in the world to arguably the most age-segregated, what some people have described as a state of age apartheid. And housing has played a critical role in that transformation.
Several forces contributed to the decline in multi-generational living arrangements. Among them, the post-World War II rise in suburbia and the ideal of the two-generation nuclear family. New job opportunities for restless workers willing to move, fewer immigrants, and the rise of retirement communities and senior housing. Yet from 1971 to 2021, the number of people living in multi-generational family households, typically three to four generations, quadrupled to nearly 60 million people. The share more than doubled to 18% of the U.S. population, according to Pew Research Center. Research by scholars at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania highlights that nearly half of young adults between the ages 18 and 29 currently live with their parents, a high not seen since the Great Depression and similar to levels observed in the 1940s.
Totally surprised. These kinds of major shifts don't happen that frequently.
Susan Wachter is a professor of real estate at Wharton. She notes that younger adults often moved home during tough economic times, but they haven't been moving out in recent years, despite the healthy job market.
And it happened, in some sense, without my noticing that this major transformation was occurring. So I looked at the numbers, and the numbers were astounding.
What is behind the momentous shift? Wachter and two other scholars combed through the data and found the high cost of housing was critical from 2000 to 2023. Housing affordability fell to its worst level in 40 years in 2023.
And housing affordability, as it turns out, is now a new factor that explains this new surge in young people having to take advantage of their parental home, even if you have a job.
Social connections are also vital to a life well lived, says Friedman.
People who study successful development later in life have shown that connecting with younger generations is extraordinarily important for the well-being of older people. And for young people, many of whom are facing isolation and loneliness, this is a way to have more connection built into their lives.
The trend toward intergenerational living extends beyond the home. There has been an increase in residential communities designed to bring the generations together for mutual support and a sense of purpose. Jennifer Malinsky is at Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies.
You know, I do think that we're talking more about multigenerational communities, and I think that there are a lot of people who want to be surrounded by people of all ages and have those daily interactions.
Business consultants and think tanks love the theme of generational warfare, but the notion that the relationship between generations is a zero-sum economic game is wrong. The more powerful story is generational interdependence, including where we live. I'm Chris Farrell for Marketplace.